The strength of self-compassion. Hi, it's Jeff. For many years, I was confused about self-compassion. I thought it meant generating loving feelings, being kind of sentimental towards yourself. But it's not really about that at all. Self-compassion is recognizing that you're experiencing a challenging moment. Then it's caring enough about yourself to respond in a kind way, without harsh judgment. So maybe you put a hand on your chest and you say, "It's okay." Or maybe you just breathe out. Or maybe you go for a walk in nature. These simple caring interventions, they help settle the system. You start to feel your feet underneath you. So you're not seeking support from outside yourself. You're finding it from inside yourself. In this sense, self-compassion is strength. There isn't a whiff of sentimentality about it. So let's get strong. Start by closing your eyes if that's comfortable, and then take a few deep breaths. Stretch up on the inhale. Find that strong, straight spine. Then on the exhale, settle into your body. So you're holding that line between being upright and alert and being relaxed. This practice is about finding your ground. So the first way we do this is by choosing to pay attention to something that isn't just our worries. So it can be the sensation of the breath, or it can be any feelings of warmth and aliveness in your hands. It can be a sense of power and strength in your belly. Whatever you're drawn to, this will be your home base today. Choose something and then sink into it for a bit. If you get distracted by any incoming thoughts, you just gently return your attention back to your home base. So just sitting and breathing and being. You're doing this meditation in part because you care about yourself. So you're already practicing self-compassion. So maybe just sitting in this simple, strong way is enough. This is how you choose to care for yourself today. Or maybe you also put a hand on your chest and repeat a comforting phrase like, "It's okay." Or maybe it means lying down, actually. What's going to help you settle just a little bit more? Keep going. Sitting and breathing. Notice if you're feeling a bit more settled now than when you started. the more settled we get, the more solid and grounded we feel. Good. Finding your ground. Our bodies respond to care, even when it comes from ourselves. A caring hand on the knee, a simple caring intention. This is compassion. It gives us strength and support, and there's nothing else that needs to happen. Our culture primes us to think being strong means being hard on yourself. But that kind of strength is shallow and brittle. A much deeper and more supportive and more resilient form of strength comes from love. So the next time you're angry or sad or nervous or whatever, instead of immediately ignoring these feelings, can you actually notice, oh yeah, this moment is a bit challenging? And then you try something from our practice today. Maybe you take a few deliberate breaths. Maybe you put your hand on your chest and you say, I got you, buddy. Do what works to help you settle, even just a little bit. Because in the settling, we find somewhere solid to stand. Okay, when you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you for your practice. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow.